We're joined in the media center by our top fuel winner here at the Toyota Nationals at the Strip in Las Vegas, Steve Torrence, picking up the win en route to victory. He became the 2018 Mellow Yellow Top Fuel World Champion. Steve, you are 10-0 in final rounds this season. You led the points since Phoenix, but this moment of your life, you are now a Mellow Yellow Top Fuel World Champion.
Man, that sounds good, don't it? I'll tell you what, you know, after last year and the way that it went down and just how things happened, to come back and have a year that we've had and you know, pick up where we left off, because, you know, we took a few races to kind of get back on our feet there at the end. I think that this team is even better than they were last year. If that happened this year, we would recover from it a lot better, and I think that that's what, if anything, we learned from that situation was how to recover more quickly and how to be more prepared. So I can't say enough about every single one of those members of that team and what they've done, how they've just put in what it took to win. And not, this isn't a job to those guys. This is a lifelong goal that we've just achieved. Every one of those boys have put their whole life into this career here, and now they can say for the rest of their lives they were a Top Fuel World Champion.
En route to victory, you took down Sean Reed, you raced your dad Billy, you ran Richie Crampton and then Leah Pritchett in the final round to go 5-0 in the countdown. You've been discussed the countdown format in the past, but now you stand on the precipice of an unprecedented feat. A win in Pomona would mean a perfect countdown, something that we have never seen. And you know, just talk a little bit about how impressed you are with the team being able to do something that to this point hasn't been done.
You know, the year that I won the championship in alcohol, we were perfect except for one race, and we were runner up at that race. We'd won all the ones that we counted, and to me this year is very, very reminiscent of that. My mom was at every one of those races with me. She's been with me the last 2 years completely. And just really boosted the team to accomplish what these guys have done in this era is, you know, like I said a minute ago, I think nobody has ever done this. And the competition right now, in my opinion, is stronger than it's ever been. I think that to win a championship in this time is probably more difficult than it was 10 years ago, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from anybody, but there's just so many good cars and you have to be on your game, and everybody can leave and everybody runs fast, so there's zero room for error. With the car that Richard and Bobby and every one of those guys have given me, my confidence has just been through the roof, and it, that's what makes you be able to go out and drive good. So when you take that doubt or that question out of your mind as to what it's going to do, instead of just knowing that it's going to go down through there and it's going to be quick, it makes you more comfortable, more relaxed in the car, and you drive better.
Let's open up to questions from members of the media. Any questions for our 2018 Mellow Yellow Top Fuel World Champ?
After you clinched the championship, what was your motivation to keep on going through it?
I was talking to my girlfriend Natalie last night, and I said, you know, we can win this championship tomorrow, but at this point right now, it's not about winning the championship anymore. Every round that we go is history, and you don't have an opportunity very often to make history. I told all those boys, I said, what we're doing today, every round, is just solidifying what we're doing, and let's just approach it like that and go one round at a time, and let's win this race. Because like I said all along, if you win all of them, the points count themselves. I didn't really mean it, but it's just remarkable, and to be able to be part of it, because it's not me, it's not one person on that team. You take any one of us out, And it's like taking a spoke out of the wheel. These guys have just given what it took, and saved my butt when I needed it, and I've saved theirs when they needed it, and that's what it's about. But today was about winning the race and keeping going. There's a guy at the end of the racetrack, and then Al Rondon. Every time I round that corner, I tell him, four more, three more, two more. And I told Al just a minute ago, we got four more. Need to go four more rounds and try to do what nobody's ever done.
Next question.
Apologies in advance for the Barbara Walters moment, but how has your attitude been shaped this particular season with your health issues that you had?
You know, that stuff right there is it's always in the back of your mind. It's just been a long time ago. You never forget about it. But honestly, that hasn't changed anything this year. I think that changed me a lot 17, 18 years ago. But like I said, when Amanda did that My Journey deal, she'd come at you hard. She'd come at you with some of them questions like Barbara Walters asked. I mean, you just want to start choking up, crying. I said, hey, wait a minute. No, we ain't doing this. Hell, I lost track of where I was going with this. What was the question?
See, you're already like John Force.
It's easy to get that way when you're driving.
He's half his age, too. Jeez.
I'm less than half his age, aren't I?
Yeah, I would think.
Really, what was the question?
Your health issues that you had, how has that shaped your outlook on this season and your approach?
Yeah, it changed me back then. It didn't change me as far as just this last season, but that's where I was going with it. Like I said in that Mellow Yellow deal, maybe I wasn't ready to be the champion last year and didn't. I was angry last year. I had a chip on my shoulder. I had a point to prove. I wanted to win the championship on my terms and just shove it down their throats. And we didn't win the championship, but we did shove it down their throats pretty good and ran really well, but it didn't come out the way that it needed to be. And maybe my attitude wasn't right. So I did a little soul searching and reevaluated and come back out this year. And it took a few races to kind of get that out of my head, but I had fun. I've had fun all year. And we didn't go to win the race. We went to qualify and go four rounds. And we would take those four rounds at a time. And that's, if anything, the difference in me from last year to this year. I'm still a little loose-lipped and we'll say some stuff every now and then, but I pretty much call it how I see it. Sometimes I just need to not be a flood and be more of a river and keep them words in them banks and not let them get out.
Any additional questions? Yes.
Second round against Billy. He looked like he was really going for it until he had some kind of mechanical problems. Was he going to try and knock you off? Is he the only one that could do it?
I think that I'm probably the only one that thought that he was going to go over there and race because I know my dad. I knew Clay had went out, so it wasn't really, you know, anything to, I mean, we race. Everybody has seen that we race when it's time to go up there. And like I said, I work with the guy every day and I live across the street. I knew he was going to be trying to cut my throat out. I mean, it's just part of it. And with the points lead that we had, I feel confident that if we didn't wrap it up here, we could have tried to go to Pomona and do it as well. So we raced, and I knew he would be on the tree. He takes a little long to stage. I've been getting on him about that because, you know, somebody's going to get mad at you. But I just waited on him to stage, and that way I wasn't getting mad at him. I think that I think they went out and put a hole out or something and pushed a head gasket out. But it was going to be a good race.
Is that toughest on Mama K?
You know, I don't know where she stood, but I will be almost certain that it was in the middle because she normally stands on the outside of the lane when I run, and I never did see her. So I think she probably got in the middle and just said, whoever's going to win it, you know, but heck, who knows?
At the preseason test session, a couple of your guys were telling me how that they had that burning feeling in them, that just like you had. But I'm guessing that they didn't do a lot of talking about it. Did they just go about their business, or did they talk a lot about we're going to come back?
No, nobody really said anything about it. You know, we just. Like I said a minute ago, last year I felt like I had a chip on my shoulder and a point to prove. It took a while to look at it differently, but I think we proved our point. We didn't get the championship trophy last year, but we won twice as many races as any other race team out there. We just didn't do it in the countdown. This year we have won 9 or 10 races. We've won 5 times as many races as anybody else. So you start looking at it and you're like, I don't have anything to prove. I think the race car does it itself.
Did they have the same chip on their shoulders that you had on yours?
I think they had to, because I talked so much trash that I backed everybody into a corner.
And now, Steve, on the point that you had a chip on your shoulder a year ago, may I ask, you know, why? Because you've been a great racer. You've been an alcohol champion. You're out here with your family, living the dream, having a good time. But you did. You had an intensity about you. Maybe you focused it in the wrong place. You know, give me some thoughts on that.
Well, I don't think that I've lost that. I just have kept my mouth shut. In the scheme of things out here, we're not a huge corporate company. We're a family-owned, family-run, family-sponsored, from our family business race team. And we're out here on Billionaire's Row. I mean, you got Mack Tools. At one time you had Patron. You have the Army, Matco, Papa John's. You have these huge conglomerate companies. And we're a small family-owned business out of Henderson, Texas, and live in Kilgore, out here competing with them. I took it a little differently than it was intended, but Don told me we couldn't compete. I've since got to know Don a lot better, and he didn't mean it in any kind of malicious way. He just was trying to tell me that it's difficult to compete with a multi-car team when you're a single-car team, and it's very difficult. But I think that we have proven that that's not the case. You can go out here and run with them, and so I have kept my mouth shut and tried to let the car do the talking.
Any other questions for Steve, our Top Fuel winner and our Top Fuel champion for the 2018 season? Steve, the job's not done yet. Off to Pomona to try to complete the perfect countdown. It's never been done before. You're 10-0 in finals. We wish you luck. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.